Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. Today, I would like to talk about how do you get productive feedback? Simon, kick us off.
So I'm sure you could say a lot about specific and evidence-based and stuff like that. But I think the first thing is if the person doesn't feel safe giving you the feedback, then you're not going to get anything worth having.
I think that's absolutely it. You have to create an atmosphere for it. Yeah.
Create safety. Simon, you said you took some notes.
Well, my initial comment was you have to define what productive feedback is because not everybody knows what productive is. And to get any value from that conversation, there has to be a baseline of what productive means. And then that safe space is actually what I have is for my second note in terms of, you know, a sequence of events.
Well, so let's start with that. Let's start with what makes feedback productive. And I know for me, one thing that makes it not productive is if I ask you and your response is, oh, everything's perfect. That's not helpful. I can't grow from that. So for me, productive feedback is something I can grow from. What about for you guys? What does productive feedback mean?
For me, productive feedback isn't just telling me, you know, I need to work on something, but it's also guiding me onto what I can work on and what steps I can take to then better myself for that.
Mm-hmm. Not everyone is a good source of productive feedback. So, you know, there can be some people that, to your point, that only think the productive feedback is criticism. Mm-hmm. In fact, really, productive feedback could be like, I'll use this analogy, sharpening the knife. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a sharp edge, but let's sharpen it some. It's almost kind of like what you do on a daily basis, Robin. Sharpen the edge.
It's true. Simon, what about for you? What is productive feedback? I like the addition of it's not just criticism. That's a good point, Stuart. Thank you.
So I'm interested in the, I don't know if it's an American versus English, British English thing, but productive feedback is a very strange word to put with feedback.
Really?
In my view, yeah. And again, that might just be different side of the Atlantic. We might have constructive feedback or thoughtful feedback or actionable feedback, but productive feedback kind of implies that the feedback is productive in and of itself.
Interesting. Okay. So that's a good thing to consider, that we may have a little bit of a language thing going on there. So let's go back to the idea about creating safety. And I agree, you have to have a safe space if someone's going to give you useful, usable, not just plain criticism feedback. So how do you do that? How do you make someone feel like they can tell you the truth? I know for me, and I've said this on this conversations before, I am not useful to my clients if I'm afraid of them being angry at me. So if you're asking for feedback and the person is afraid of you in some way, you're not going to get something useful. So how do you fix that?
Well, I think generally we're used to getting feedback from individuals of authority. When you're a student, you get feedback from your teacher. When you're an employee, you get feedback from your manager, but it doesn't generally work the other way where you're providing feedback. So I remember getting feedback from my manager where they're telling me my team was saying that they wish I would do this, this, and this. And I realized that they were not comfortable telling me that they felt these ways. So one of the first things I started doing was addressing it on team settings. So it wasn't just an individual basis, but just as a team, how could I support you better? And even going further than that, just providing them different areas or different ways of providing the feedback, whether it's anonymous surveys, and then I can take that data and which topic they feel the most strongly about and address it as a team. Mm-hmm. And just get them in the mindset of, I'm still growing as an individual, you're still growing. Let's keep this feedback bi-directional, and it's going to be a good thing, not a negative.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a difference between an intact long-term relationship and a short-term relationship. Mm. You know, because on the short-term one, you're generally working around politeness and other things, whereas in a long-term thing, you're probably thinking about, you know, what are the long-term consequences of me telling you something that you may not want to hear.
Yeah, well, I can definitely speak to the short term in that because I do happy to listen where I sit in public and talk to strangers. Strangers will tell you something that they would never tell people they know because there's judgment and there's stuff that comes with that. There's baggage. Whereas if you tell a stranger something, it's one and done. And so I think it's safer to give real crucial, useful feedback to someone you don't have an ongoing relationship with than the other way around.
I think we might have another culture thing here, because if you wandered up to a Brit and said, can I have some feedback, please? Everyone would go, oh, it's all jolly, very nice. You know, we'd all be too polite.
Wander up and ask, that's not how it works. But when I do happy to listen, when people come up and talk to me, they're very open because they're looking for it at that point.
But if you've got, say, a customer or something, and you ask them, you know, how was the service for you or something like that, I don't know whether some cultures would be too polite to give you the real answer of what they really think. And maybe they might do a after the fact written down form or something. Whereas in other cultures, they might be a bit more assertive.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuart, what do you think? Do you think that, how do you create the safety and do you think that the relationship and the ongoing nature of the relationship makes a difference?
Well, I think that the first time, your body language and your response is going to create the groundwork for future feedback. And your body language and your response have to line up. So if you don't, obviously, if you don't smile and your body language says it, or the words you say don't match, then you're going to have a problem. I think that using 360s review process, where people are providing feedback to their peers and to the leadership and vice versa, it creates a comfort level. And feedback sessions need to happen with frequency and not just when something goes right or when something goes wrong. So that way, when the feedback does come, it's not like this fear that, oh, here it comes, you know, because you're doing feedback constantly.
So what kind of frequency would that feedback be?
That is a good question. I would defer that to the group. I have a thought, but I would defer that back to the group.
I would think as long as it's routine. Like, let's do every Friday, we're going to get together. Every other Friday, we'll get together, just so that it's a continuous feedback loop. So they know that Friday we're going to be together, and hopefully they'll come prepared with something for you.
Well, I think some of it too is how you respond in the moment when you get feedback. If people see that you've had an emotional response and you don't address that in some way, they may be like, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. And they may get to the point where they don't want to give you feedback. So I think managing yourself when you ask for feedback and being open about, oh, you know, that stings, but you could be right. Let me think about that or whatever, helps with people feeling safe and being able to do the consistent, yes, I'll come to you. But if I know when I worked in corporate, when I gave feedback and they ignored me, then I was like, well, fine, never mind.
And I think
that shouldn't be like a ledger. You know, you're not keeping a ledger of like things that people, that's why frequency probably works, because it's a lagging indicator. So let's just get it out there as soon as possible. It's not a ledger of all the things that you screwed up, and let's move on.
What we haven't talked about, which is one of my particular interests, is like evidence-based stuff. I don't want what you're making up. I don't want your inferences. Tell me what you see or hear that has an impact on you. And then I'll see if I can do something about it, or whether I care, but you know, it's. Some people could say, oh, well, you know, give you feedback on something. It's like, well, there are bigger considerations, or there's a context here you're missing or something like that. And I think particularly when you find, you know, when you work with people who, you know, you might be developing or someone in a junior position, you know, often the response to feedback is a lot more context for them, and some are ready to hear that and some aren't.
Yeah. When you first started talking, I thought you were going to say you only wanted data-based feedback. Like you didn't want anything that was emotionally based, but then you said how it's impacting you. And I realized, he is talking about how they feel. He just wants them to bring something more than just.
Well, unless you, so we do evidence, inference, impact. So evidence, what would I see or hear that told you something? Then you can tell me what you're making up about that if you want to. You know, I inferred you were angry with me or contemptuous or something. And then you say, and the impact on me was that I don't want to do business with you again or something like that. But that evidence is really important, because otherwise I don't know what you've seen. I'm just dealing with the stories that you've made up in your head, and I can't change my behavior.
One of the things I like to do when I help people give feedback is give them a feeling words list, because so often people's vocabulary around their feelings is so limited that they can't actually have a conversation about it. So that can be really helpful too. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut us off there because that is our 10 minutes. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me about feedback. I think it's been really productive. I look forward to doing it again soon.